So, like, have you ever wondered why we talk the way we do? A listener from Snohomish has given it a lot of thought, and it really bothers him. He's noticed that even KUOW reporters resort to using language like "I mean" and "so." So, we tracked down a language expert. Catherine Bartholomew teaches linguistics at Seattle Pacific University. She told KUOW's Catherine Banwell that these discourse markers have been part of our daily interactions for years.
We tend to think of language as being an exchange of information, and it often is. But with discourse markers, we're involved in what's called phatic communication.
What does that mean?
That means essentially small talk. It's things like, "So how's it going?" The meaning of it is more like, "I acknowledge your existence and I am a pleasant person."
Have we always relied on language markers in communication?
Totally.
Like, yeah.
In fact, communication is very difficult if we're not using discourse markers. We will use these as a signal of when we're starting a thought, when we're stopping a thought. If we are simply restricting ourselves to the conveyance of information, it sounds very artificial.
What about Valley Girl speak? Do you remember that?
Now, I would have to refresh my memory by going back and watching the movie Clueless, which was a prime example of that. So there's an exaggerated whatever, totally gag me with a spoon.
And would Valley Girl speak be considered a discourse marker?
It's a sociolinguistic clue as to the social origin, status, and so forth of the people who were doing this. Young women tend to be at the forefront of creativity in language. They get a lot of flack for using uptalk, where everything, if they're making a statement, sounds like a question, and that's really supposed to be destroying their credibility. And I used to think so too, until it was explained to me that it's actually a very friendly thing to do, because you are seeking, soliciting the agreement of the person that you're speaking to.
Do you consider discourse markers a type of verbal tic?
They can be. The word "like" is inserted seemingly at random. For example, I will make a difference between, "He said, would you like some lunch?" "He was like, would you like some lunch?" "He said, would you like some lunch?" has got to be a direct quotation. "So he was like," introduces a paraphrase.
How is social media changing our language?
Well, it definitely is a permeable barrier between speech and writing. I assume that for social media, you're talking about the texting and so forth in this particular case. One of my students wrote a very good senior paper arguing that texting is not a form of writing at all. It is a form of speech.
A listener from Snohomish is really annoyed by what he sees as the overuse of "I mean" and "so." One of the things that this listener noticed was when a reporter and a host on the radio are having a conversation, and the reporter is trying to make sure they're getting their point across, they will often start a sentence by, "Well, I mean, what happens is."
Yes, "Well, I mean, what happens is," prime discourse marker. It can be a filler, which is a pause for time.
As someone gets their thoughts together.
Yes. We've always relied on something like that. Possibly there is a speech community that is using "I mean" in a fairly marked and insistent way to make it seem like uptalk. I don't think we're using discourse markers like "I mean" any differently than we've used discourse markers forever and evermore.